This is RB WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. The most striking aspect of Jan Agopian's art is her incredible range in media. Name it, and Agopian will transform it into a unique piece of art. She's a graduate of the Gwen Frostick School of Art at Western Michigan University and of Kendall College of Art and Design. She's earned many awards, including the Urban Institute of Contemporary Art's Fresh Pick Award, the Ninth Wave Studio Award for Ingenuity in Mixed or Intermedia at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts Annual Regional Exhibition, and second place in the National Juried Exhibition Beyond, Behind, Beneath Narrative Self-Portraiture at the South Haven Center for the Arts. Iana, when you grew up, your early childhood, you seemed to be into art right from the start, and you seemed to have a lot of artistic influence in your family, probably mostly your grandmother. Talk about your childhood and knowing that you were going to be an artist pretty much from day one, it sounds like.
Yeah, I come from a very artistic family. My grandmother was a professional artist. My mother as well. She's a calligrapher. Everyone's very creative, a lot of musicians, professional cooks. And to me, I didn't know anything different. I was raised lots of opportunities to color and draw and experiment and play with art materials, and it just became second nature to me.
So maybe that explains why you have such a wide range of mediums. I'm not sure I've ever talked to an artist who delves into so many different types of art: photography, printmaking, screen printing, textiles, collage, jewelry, clothing, graphic design. I'm running out of breath here. So talk about this wide range of interests and why you've chosen to work that way, and how you choose what you're going to work in what day.
Yeah, so I think a lot of that stemmed from an interest in sculpture in high school. That was my focus then, and photography. And I think I just liked the opportunity to explore and experiment. And sculpture lends itself to being adaptable to a lot of different materials and contexts. And then in college at Western, I initially started in the art education program, which requires you to take a class in every subject matter, and also opens up a world of possibilities. I think I liked photography the most because it had the most to offer me in terms of just kind of gathering knowledge and a different approach. It's very analytical. You know, there's a lot of like discussions and critiques about photography that doesn't exist in a lot of other art forms. And I think I was really attracted to that. And then as I kind of graduated and got into other mediums, I just loved the process of printmaking. I think a lot of my collage work stems from that. And creating multiples in printmaking and photography just lends you to having all this excess material that's fun to experiment with. And I've also loved old books and the images in those. And I've also been into the collage for many years.
I wouldn't say all of your work that I've seen, but a lot of it makes me think of history of a time long ago. Maybe it's part of the collage that you take things that have been and bring them up to today. And in fact, the transformation seems to be a theme throughout all of your mediums. So talk about transformation, metamorphosis. Seems like that's important to you.
It is, yeah. I think art making in general is a process of transformation. You know, you start with this tiny idea and it changes so many different ways that aren't even necessarily visible to the viewer, but they are still like existing in that piece of work in a way that I think people can pick up on. I think part of it is that I'm a Scorpio, and Scorpios are the sign of transformation. So I find that fascinating. It's a way to kind of grow and explore your own mind and a lot of your feelings, you know, to accept that things are always changing. It's kind of comforting.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. When you go into working on a project, do you come out the same artist, or is that in itself a transformative process for you?
I think so, in a lot of ways. I sketch out ideas. I kind of go into it knowing what I'm going to do. But a lot of changes happen along the way. And I think working in collage enables you to really change the composition in ways that you can't do in other subject matter or in other materials. So it's very like a fluid process. So once it finally comes together, it really is like a calming feeling. You know, this piece is finally done.
Mm.
It's fit. That like expression has come out of me and I can move on to something different or continue to explore something similar. But I do think I'm different at the end of it.
Do you always know what medium you're going to choose? Do you have an idea and it's like, okay, this is something that belongs in a photograph or in a screen printing of some kind or a collage of some kind? Perhaps a piece of work, an idea, shows up in a series in different mediums?
I think now that I've had a chance to kind of experiment and explore and refine a lot of what I've been doing, I go into it knowing what I'm going to make. But I think part of what was great about grad school is that you can explore different mediums and the same subject matter over and over in different mediums and seeing what's the best expression for that particular idea or concept. And that's why I love screen printing and printmaking in general. There's just so many different ways to approach an image, and it's layered and it's planned out, but it also leaves a lot of room for interpretation and experimentation along the way. Screen printing is more like a commercial aspect. It's an easily reproducible form that lends itself really well to creating a lot of the same image, which I am able to then sell more easily. Whereas collage, they're very singular pieces. So I kind of like that too, like a piece that you can work on for months versus this image that you kind of continue to work on for months when you reprint it, but it's always the same, but it gets out into a wider audience. So I think everything has its own little niche.
When you mention commercial, an artist is always challenged to try to make a living. It's probably one of the harder parts to make a living with the creative arts. But on the commercial end, along with the screen printing, you have what, t-shirts, denim jackets? I see one on your website with the moon on the back that is a beautiful piece. But you also do graphic design. Is that something that keeps you going and keeps the bills paid?
It does. It is very beneficial that way. I love graphic design. There is something really nice about creating this image that is going to be seen by a lot of people, that's going to get reproduced. Typically, it's like for like a musician or a band, where it's going to be printed on like album covers and artwork and seen, you know, all over the country, possibly the world. But at the end of it, I have no like tangible process. I'm just working on the computer, so it's like a totally different way of working, but it's equally satisfying to me.
Yeah.
And I do pick and choose what I do for graphic design.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Yana Agopian. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.